How do you transition from two naps to one? It's a tricky one, that, and it is a tough transition to make. So I'm going to give you 5 steps that you can take to try to make that transition a little bit smoother. The first step is to look for signs that this transition is coming, or that the little one is ready. So how do you know? How do you know when the time is right? First of all, let me tell you that it typically happens between 13 to 17 months. Sometimes as soon as 12 or as late as 18 months, but typically between 13 to 17 months, that transition is gonna happen. You might see signs early on. You might see signs at 12, 13 months, but they're not quite ready. So be aware of those signs and use that to gauge, that it's coming. But it doesn't mean that overnight your child is gonna switch from two naps to one. So just look for those signs to begin with around that time. Now, the signs to look for, one is that they may start to struggle to settle in the afternoon for the second nap. So they still go down 5 for their morning nap, that's all working fine, they sleep well, day goes on, and then come the afternoon, they're just really struggling to go to sleep. If that happens, that's one sign that they're just not quite ready for another sleep yet. But you also know that they can't make it the whole way through the rest of the day till bedtime without any more sleep. So it's a bit of a limbo zone. You know that they're not ready to drop, or at least go from just one morning nap through the day, but they're really having a hard time getting that second nap in. So that is a sign that the transition is coming. They're just about ready. Another sign to look for is that they may be taking those two naps. They still do two naps really well, but they're just really not ready for bed at bedtime. Just undertired, quite happy, not fractious, not in an awful meltdown state, because that would suggest overtiredness, but just not ready, just not really very sleepy by bedtime. So that would suggest that they're potentially having too much too late in the day. And again, a sign that this nap transition is probably ready. Or it could be the morning nap that's the problem. So maybe they start the day, they just really struggle to settle for that first nap of the day. Then they're tired a bit later and they take a second nap. And maybe that's the way it looks, but you just can't get two solid naps from them. Another sign that this transition is on the horizon, and that your child is just about ready to switch from two to one. So if you see a few of those signs, it looks quite likely that your little one is ready to switch from two naps to one. The next thing I want to tell you is don't rush. This transition does take time. It's not something that's going to happen in a day or even in a week. It really does take a good 4 to 6 weeks on average, sometimes longer, for it to be fully set in. And I mean the child sleeping one nap a day every day for a few weeks without any problem. That's when you know they're there. So don't rush and just bear with them. Know that it's gonna take a bit of time. It may be a few weeks, maybe several weeks. So what can you do? What can you look for during that time? Well, you might find that one day they nap just one nap and they're fine and it works well, the day goes well, bedtime's fine, night times are fine, and you think we're there. And the next day they're so tired and they actually need two naps. And the day after that, one is okay. The next day, two. Or it may be less regular. It may be that they do one nap for a few days, even a week. And you just about think, yep, this is it now, we're there. And then they're not really. They're still a bit tired and you need a few more two nap days before they're fully ready. So keep that in mind, that it's a bit up and down for a while. Things aren't crystal clear. And if you're someone who's used to a really quite structured routine where you can predict when your child's gonna sleep those nice two times a day, and it's all very, very clear, then you need to prepare yourself for a little bit of a rocky time, because it's gonna be an uneven road for a little while. So be prepared for that few days or a week or so where it looks good. And that could be also in line with their development. So for instance, if you have a little one that seems quite ready early, so one of these 12, 13 month olds that start showing signs and making a transition, they may start to progress towards one nap and then sort of plateau there and pause for a bit, or even go backwards a bit and then move forwards again with that transition. So if they do start on the early side, they may be in for the long haul with that transition. My third tip for you is that basically to roll with it, because for instance, the morning nap might shift back. It might move back and back and back. They're not ready for sleep till later and later in the morning. It gets to late morning, then they're sleeping. They're sleeping right over lunchtime, and the day is thrown off because lunch happens late, or their sleep's disturbed because they're hungry for lunch. They've had enough sleep to take the edge off that there's no way they're going to go down for another nap, but they're definitely going to be way too tired by bedtime. You know, that stretch from waking up from the nap until bedtime is just way too long, and you know they're not going to make it through to bedtime. So just roll with that. Do what you need to do. If you need to insert a catnap, if you need to take them out for a drive or a walk with the pushchair, and just get another 20 minutes, half an hour, just to break the day up and not have them go that long stretch, then do that. That's okay. You might find that you have a day like that, so the next day you really work on getting them down sooner so that you can help them catch up and get two naps in. But just really, step three is to roll with it in terms of what happens, proceed with the rest of the day accordingly, with the mind to avoid overtiredness at all costs. So go with what they're doing, help them through, and don't worry, it's not forever. It's not like, great, this is how it is now. It really won't be. It will be for a matter of weeks, and then you'll be on the other side where they take one another day and it's all predictable again. So roll with it for a while. And my fourth step for you is, sits quite nicely after that step, and that is to use early bedtime as your backup tool. Often people worry that if they put their child to bed earlier, they're gonna wake up earlier in the morning, and it doesn't work like that. Don't worry, don't fear that will happen, because what will actually happen is if you keep your child to their nice structured 7 p.m. bedtime, when actually they're sleep shifting in the day and they're actually exhausted by 6:30, by pushing them through to 7, it's going to do more harm than good. So don't keep your child up at the cost of them being overtired. If you need to get them down earlier, go for it. If they're taking a good nap in the day but just one, and it's almost there but it's not quite enough, and that stretch is going to be way too long from nap to bed, go to bed a bit earlier, add a little bit there, and it will help the transition through. And again, it's only temporary. You can get back to the usual bedtime in a few weeks, but you might need to use it in the meantime to help them through. And then my fifth step for you is, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled into making this transition too soon. Don't think that, I don't know, even at 12 months or sooner, don't think, wow, we're getting a lot of battles with bedtime, a lot of protesting, really resisting going to sleep at bedtime, so they must be getting too much in the day. We'll cut that daytime sleep down. We'll drop down to one nap now. Don't be fooled. If they're doing that at bedtime, if you're getting a lot of bedtime battles, the chances are it's because they're overtired, not undertired. The two can look similar, yeah, but unless these other signs I've told you are showing, and particularly if they aren't in that age bracket, sort of 13 to 17 months, the chances are they're actually overtired, not undertired. And by cutting that sleep down or pushing them onto one nap too soon, you're going to make the overtiredness even worse, and it's going to further perpetuate those bedtime battles and nighttime problems, and if anything, it will just get worse. So don't be fooled into that, you know, thinking that they need to cut that nap out and drop down to one too soon. Really make sure those other signs are in play. Likewise on that with the don't be fooled, also just be aware that sometimes your little ones are gonna make you think they need less sleep. They resist sleep because they're toddlers. They don't wanna go to sleep in the day. They wanna be adventurous and explore, and there's so many more fun things to do. So they don't want to go to sleep, but they do need to. So again, this really does apply massively as well when you're on one nap a day and dropping that. Of course they don't want to take the sleep, but they do need it. So again, don't be fooled by that either. So there you go, 5 useful steps that you can take and tips there for transitioning from 2 naps down to 1. Just remember, it is a challenging transition, more challenging than the earlier one where they transitioned from 3 naps down to 2. So if you breeze that one, you might find this one is a bit trickier. But bear with them, realise that it will be a few weeks, there may be a few ups and downs, routine may just go out the window temporarily, but if you're working towards it, you're watching the signs, you're helping them through, in no time at all you'll be on the other side. You'll be down to the 1 nap, you'll be able to plan again, you'll be able to go to groups again, you'll be able to have your morning activities, knowing that they're going to have their lunch and have a lovely 2 hours plus of nap where you're free to get things done that you need to do, and then you've got your afternoon again for activities. So it's worth it when you get there, but don't rush it. I really hope that helps, and I'll catch you soon.